Well, greetings to you again today. May you find God faithful and true in your walk with Him as you look to Him daily for inspiration to live a life here of Christianity in the fullness. And I trust that's why you are calling in, because you're seeking God and wanting more of Him. I'm going to read a passage here out of Ephesians, a letter that, again, Paul is addressing the church at Ephesus, because churches, they get formed, and then there becomes problems and difficulties, and there needs to be some direction and correction, and that's what God is doing. It's no different today, I don't believe. God has given us instruction in His Word to deal with the things that man deals with as he is walking here on this earth. And they're not very pretty things, as we see in the Bible, as we even experience in our own lives. We know, like Peter, when he was around Jesus, when he saw a miracle, he said, "Lord, depart from me, I'm a sinful man." We realize, we recognize we have sin, but we have a Redeemer that wants to cleanse us from sin. And so here's a letter of encouragement to a church. It's to us as well. Ephesians chapter 5, and he addresses, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." So first of all, he wants them to remember, you know what, we are not, we're not just here because we want to be, but because God wants us to be here following Him. He says, be a follower of God as dear children and walk in love. Walk in love. That message will never grow old, I don't think. It's the thumbprint of Christianity. It's the tracks that we leave behind for people to see. If we walk in love. And how? As Christ hath loved us. And He gave Himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God. He's given us opportunity to do the same. A sweet-smelling savor to God. Verse 3, he says, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh the saints." This is what the saints should look like. A life that is absent from those things. Absent from fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, shouldn't be named even once among us. If it is, we have an advocate with the Lord, Jesus Christ. But He wants us to be done with those things. Verse 4, "Neither filthiness or foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving thanks," the giving of thanks. "For this you know, that no whoremonger nor unclean person nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." So what do you do if you find yourself there? What do I do if I find these things in my life? I have to confess them. And I have to say, "God, I'm sorry. Father, forgive me. I see that there's worldliness and things that I have in my life that are not right. I need you to clean me up and cleanse me and take away those things." And He's faithful to do that. He says, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." In other words, don't let somebody tell you that it's okay. Those things are okay. It's just the way man is. He struggles with this stuff, and it's just going to happen. Well, yes, man struggles with it. It is normal. It's natural. But God's not saying it's okay. Don't let men deceive you. It's not okay. We come to God for cleansing and for forgiveness and for healing, for a change of heart, a change of attitude. We're not to be deceived by those that would trick us and let us think it's just okay, it's just the way we are. It's not okay. But verse 7, he says, "Be not ye therefore partakers with them." Don't even walk in that way. They're not telling the truth. "For you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." He's saying, you did walk in that darkness. You had those things, but not anymore. You're not a child of darkness. You're a child of the light. Walk in the light. Expose it. Reveal it. Verse 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and righteousness and truth. That's the light. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That's the heart of God. Reprove them. He wants us not to walk in those things. Those are flesh. That's carnal. If you don't do anything in seeking God, you're going to do everything the carnal way. In darkness and sin, it's ugly. But that's where we are without God. We have no hope to walk any other way. That's the only thing we can do. But he made a way through Christ Jesus that he will take away those desires. He'll help us to walk in the light. He would be able to give us strength and power to do that through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's good news. I hope this is really coming through, that it's not something that we should mourn and weep over. Only if we're in bondage, if we're a slave to sin, yes, weep and howl and cry out to God. But he wants to save us from that. He wants us to walk as children of the light. Light. We have the light of Christ if we're following him. If we've yielded and surrendered our life to God in Christ, we will be children of light. And these things, they may tempt us, but we'll not walk in them because he's changing us day by day to be more like his son, Jesus Christ. And I hope that you're encouraged today to be able to walk that way as a child of the light. I want to do that too. I want God to work that work in me, that I could be light shining in this very, very dark world. He is faithful to do that. He wants us to walk that way. And he'll give us the strength and power to do it as we seek him, as we meditate in his word, as we let our hearts be drawn close to our Maker and our God and his son, Jesus Christ. God bless you as you do that.